HW Media.
Spy Talk, a podcast at the intersection of intelligence, foreign policy, national security, and military operations with Jeff Stein and Gene Meserve.
Welcome to Spy Talk. Every week, we aim to break news, address issues in national security and intelligence, and even introduce you to a few real spies, like Mark Polymeropoulos, who says the CIA is hurting its own capabilities by not replacing regional experts like the late, great Charlie Seidel, who he calls the agency's last great Arabist.
Because when you know, push comes to shove and problems need to be solved in the region, you have to turn to individuals such as Charlie Seidel, who could go quietly to Riyadh, to Cairo, to Amman, talk to the leadership, work things out. And you know, by not having that, you know, certainly we lose a tool in our toolbox.
I'm Jeff Stein.
And I'm Gene Meserve. Jeff created Spy Talk years ago at Congressional Quarterly and later continued it at the Washington Post and Newsweek. He has now reinvented Spy Talk as a daily newsletter and website. And if you are not subscribing to it on Substack, you should be.
And Gene created the Homeland Security beat at CNN after the 9/11 attacks. On the Spy Talk podcast, the two of us are going to talk with the people who are making national security news and policy, like spy agency officials and members of the Congressional Intelligence Oversight Committees.
We're also going to draw on the expertise of the all-star team of Spy Talk newsletter contributors, like Elaine Shannon, prolific author and investigative correspondent. I think it was you, Jeff, that gave her her nickname, the Queen of Drugs and Thugs.
Well, I did, because of Elaine's many years drilling down into terrorist money laundering with the help of a vast number of FBI and DEA sources.
Well, Elaine recently looked at an amazingly effective but simple tactic used by the FBI to keep known troublemakers away from Washington on January 6th.
There's nothing like an old shoe leather detective, Columbo-like. Sure enough, we found out that when they didn't want extremists to come to Washington to disrupt things, they paid him a visit.
And Elaine is just one member of the Spy Talk team, which includes journalists who've covered security issues and intelligence for news organizations like the Washington Post, NPR, the Associated Press, Time, Newsweek, and Newsday.
And of course, Jeff, we're going to discuss your reporting, like your recent story, which raised questions about the murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in Pakistan.
Yeah, what I found in the Danny Pearl murder case was the heavy hand of Pakistani intelligence officials with their coerced confessions and their questions about their connections to terrorist groups. The real killers of Danny Pearl have not yet been brought to justice.
In addition to hard news and analysis, Spy Talk takes a look at intelligence and national security through books and movies. Maybe you've seen the film The Mauritanian, about imprisonment and torture at Guantanamo Bay.
You want to represent the head recruiter for 9/11?
Mohamedou Ould Slahi, the Mauritanian held in Guantanamo. He recruited the guys who flew your friend's plane into the South Tower.
You may have read or heard a review, but likely nothing like Adam Zagarin's. Adam covered Gitmo during a 31-year career at Time, and he really knows where this film hit the target and where it misses.
Put the Spy Talk team together and you have decades of reporting experience on national security, intelligence, foreign policy, and the military. There's nothing quite like it, we think, anywhere.
We know there's nothing quite like it. So join us this spring for Spy Talk. It is news, it's tactics and strategy, planning and implementation, policy and practice. It's insightful, it's interesting, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. Spy Talk.
Yep, Spy Talk.